The next patient is Michael Murray. The last name is M-U-R-R-A-Y. Michael is the first name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old patient of Mr. Coker, PA-C, that is referred to the office because of the presence of a fluctuation in the kidney function. The patient in the last 6 months have 3 determination of the creatinine. On December the 6th was 1.6, on December the 8th was 1.0, and in December the 19th is 1.58. Because of the fluctuation in the kidney function, the case was referred to the office. He has a history of arterial hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is related to smoking. It's a practice that he has since he was 16. The patient has a severe peripheral arterial disease and arthritis. Period. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is evidence of a severe prostatism with the nocturia that is anywhere from 4 to 6 times. And there is evidence in the past of enlargement of the ureters that has not been evaluated. This patient came from Virginia to Huachula, period. The most likely situation is that this is a CKD stage 3A, most likely associated to nephrosclerosis in a patient that has hyperlipidemia, arterial hypertension, and accelerated atherosclerotic process because of the heavy smoking for many years. Period. We have to also consider obstructive nephropathy according to the history that is he is giving us. Number 2, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been treated with the administration of lisinopril and metoprolol. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He uses albuterol. He has a history of following number peripheral vascular disease that has been with stents in the lower extremities. The patient takes clopidogrel 75 and aspirin on daily basis because of the stenting. Following number, the patient has been investigated for coronary artery disease. However, he doesn't have any critical lesions. PCIs have not been done. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, famotidine. Following number, BPH, and a questionable history of dilatation of the ureters. We are going to do the basic laboratory workup, a kidney ultrasound, a post-void ultrasound of the kidney, a microalbumin creatinine ratio, protein creatinine ratio in the urine, uric acid determination, a lipid determination, and we're going to start the patient on tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams every evening. reevaluation after the blood workup. Period. I spent 25 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.